93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
Speaking of love, we're talking about the new book, Love Like a Black Belt. Go to lovelikeablackbelt.com to get more information. We're talking with Jim Bouchard, who is a sensei, martial arts Hall of Famer, speaker, author, and Dr. Jackie Black, who's just internationally known as a guru, whether she's on the radio, whether she's in a column, Cosmo magazine, whatever. And so Valentine's Day is coming up, guys, and there's you warn of a Valentine's Day quicksand that we'll need to avoid because it can end in disaster. What is this about?
You know what? I think one of the biggest things is forgetting it. And I did that 1 year, Mary Lynn. I forgot it. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of guys just think it's not that big a deal. And it might not be, but I think part of having a healthy relationship is understanding that something might be a big deal to your partner, mm-hmm. Even though it might not be a big deal to me. And believe me, it became a big deal.
Yeah, well, there's something about it, Dr. Jackie. If you're in a relationship, and I suppose that there's more onus on the man to remember than the woman, and there tends to be, like, I know some guys don't like it, and they think that it's just some kind of a holiday created for guys to have to spend more money on women.
Right on.
What do you think about this, Dr. Jackie?
I think that it is not more for the man than for the woman. I really think that Valentine's Day is an opportunity for both people to celebrate each other and to celebrate their relationship. And I think that if women are waiting for men to remember them, that they're in trouble and their relationship is in trouble.
Oh.
Right on.
So what does that say about Jim, the year that he forgot?
Yeah, Dr. Jackie,
I'm not gonna
tell me what that's...
Yeah. Listen, I think that everybody has their own rituals and their own ways of doing things. But really and truly, I mean, being serious, I think that it's a rich opportunity for partners to co-create that celebration that matches their love. That's what we're building, our co-created relationships. We are partners. And I don't think that it matches when we say to either partner about anything, it's your responsibility. It's always we. It's always us. It's always our.
And you know, Mary Lynn, I never mind making, you know, an example of myself, whether it's for good or ill, but that particular year, things were just busy. And I think that's something people have to be cognizant of. It's nice from time to time, even when things are very busy or stressful, to take a little time out and just, you know, as Dr. Jackie just said, celebrate being together, because, you know, that, after all, that is the most important part of life right there.
Yeah. And, you know, getting a diamond is great. Making to get your flowers are great. I mean, what happens if you're in a relationship where, you know, you've got somebody that's like, well, I bought you something material. I mean, women will do this too. Instead of something that might be more thoughtful, especially in these economic times, now might be the time to do something that's more thoughtful, but sometimes people say, well, that's kind of hokey. I don't know. What do you guys think on that?
I think that it's always easier to spend money than it is to spend time, particularly if you have money. And if you don't have money, I think that that can be sometimes a stigma. Mm. But when we're talking about matters of the heart, I think it's really lovely when each person spends time and energy doing something sweet and special that says, I love you, instead of going out and buying something.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to come back to being busy again, too, because one of the things that we so much like to do, and it's become kind of a tradition the last few years, is that because we're so busy, we stay home and we watch Moonstruck, and we do bring flowers home. We like flowers in the house anyway, but we bring some flowers home and a nice bottle of wine, and we watch Moonstruck, which is, by the way, the perfect Valentine's movie.
It is. And plus Cher. I mean, come on.
And Nicolas Cage.
Right. Is that right? Cher? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I plead the fifth.
Well, and my husband forgot 1 year, and I said, I'll give you some time to just scribble out a handwritten note. And that was one of the most passionate, hot, and steamy love letters I had ever gotten.
Wow.
That was right on. I'm so glad. Well, from then on, we're going with homemade gifts, and typically it's just a hot and steamy letter, romantic letter.
I love
letter.
It. Good for you guys.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Do tell more.
I know I'm blushing. Oh, that's, yeah, because, you know, I mean, Hallmark can only say so much, right?
That's right.
Hallmark card.
That's why you guys have the best radio show on earth, right?
There you go.
So the Valentine's quicksand to avoid is what? Just not taking time out for each other?
Well, you know, I'm going to throw this one out there, and I'm sure Dr. Jackie has some thoughts on this. I think a huge thing is controlling your expectations. I mean, it's a special night, but some people get so wound up about it that if it doesn't go exactly the way they dreamed it to, there can be some disappointment. So, you know, I think really control the expectations, have a nice time, and let things go where they will.
Mm. All right, Dr. Jackie, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, and I think, again, if we're talking about Valentine's Day and how we want to celebrate each other and our love and our life together, that we're not going to have those expectations. I think that expectations and assumptions happen in the absence of communication between couples.
Okay.
But there are really no expectations and assumptions when we're discussing and deciding and planning together.
Now, one thing you guys talk about in the book is the least selfish thing you can do. What is that?
That is to be about yourself. And I know that that sounds counterintuitive,
mm-hmm.
but I need to really be grounded in myself and know what my needs and wants are, what my beliefs and values are, what my style and temperament is. I have to be such a good observer of myself and have so much what I call self-knowledge so that I can be open and receive you and be present with you and to hear you accurately and to give to you.
And see, that's why Dr. Jackie's a black belt in relationships,
right,
you see,
right.
Because we've always talked about that, right, you guys, about, you know, the most important thing you can do for others is to improve yourself. You make a better mm-hmm. self, and then you're a better resource to everyone around you.
Yeah, so beautifully put. Mm-hmm. And so it's important, and, you know, we always put other people in first and job first or this or that first. And maybe, I mean, I know that we tend to do that because we're strapped for time. But I think we also do that because it's uncomfortable. And, you know, we think, well, I'm a grown-up. I don't have to work on myself. You know what I mean?
True.
So.
Perfection's not a destination, right? Never-ending process.
Now,
yeah.
One more thing from the book. I mean, there's plenty of things from the book, but I just wanted to pull out a couple of things here and there. The difference between needs and wants.
Ooh,
I think
Dr.
this
Jackie,
is
right there.
Super, super important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you need in a relationship versus what you want in a relationship. And I would think that's a really fine line between the two.
Actually, it's more like a chasm, believe it or not.
Okay.
And first, let's talk about the difference between needs and neediness, because we're so about ourselves and being self-actualized in this culture. And that's not where intimacy resides. Intimacy really resides in my knowing what my legitimate and all needs are legitimate, what my legitimate needs are. Some of those needs I have to meet myself, but some of those needs I cannot meet myself, and it's legitimate and appropriate for me to ask my partner to meet some of those needs. Needs are, and here's a rule of thumb, needs are those things that without which you cannot be your best and most brilliant, passionate self. Wants are sort of like the icing on the cake. You want it, and it might enhance your life, and it might feel really wonderful, but you can be your best and most brilliant, passionate self without wants.
But you know what, Diane and Mary Lynn, that's part of the appeal, I think, of this book, and without sounding like an infomercial, I said the same thing. I thought the line was very fine, and, you know, Dr. Jackie explained, you know, her thoughts on that, and you're going to find that in the book. There's a dynamic back and forth as we're trying to understand these concepts and apply them philosophically. So,
wow.
So there you go. I mean, I know I'm the co-author of the book, but I was so impressed with what Dr. Jackie had to offer in this piece, and I'm so glad to have been a part of this project.
Okay, Jackie, could you repeat again what you just said about the needs?
Yes, needs are those things without which we cannot be our best and most brilliant, passionate self.
Wow. So that would be that I need a partner who is supportive in my career.
Yeah.
Or I need a partner who I was going to say help me with cleaning, but that's, you know, I don't know if that's a need or a want.
Usually you're on the right track.
The example that I always give is Valentine's Day, years before we wrote the book and did the latest blog. And that is that we might say we need cards or flowers or candy,
mm-hmm.
but the fact of the matter is what we probably need is to be recognized, to be acknowledged as special and important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. So mainly needs tend to be more of your internal. Well, I the way you said it is just perfect, but I get it. And I think that's something to think about.
Mm-hmm. But you should communicate both things, too. You know, if you want something, why not communicate it?
Absolutely.
True. And then, you know, and I mean, and whether it's a need or a want, you know, it's definitely good to talk it out.
Right.
And
because
then also,
we can't read minds, especially guys.
Well, that's true.
I think one of the most important concepts that we want people to take away with is, with them,
right.
is that needs are legitimate. Because there's so much stuff out there about neediness and you shouldn't need this and you shouldn't need that. Mm-hmm. And it's just not true. I don't know where those mythologies came from, but they are myths and we bust them so that people really can begin to, because that's how we connect to ourselves, by knowing ourselves and understanding that needs are part of all of that.
Mm. This is great stuff, guys. Mm-hmm. And again, it's just perfect time. You guys have some wonderful blog post with Valentine's Day coming up at lovelikeablackbelt.com. The book coming out very, very soon. Both Jim and Dr. Jackie Black, obviously, as you've heard here, phenomenal people and folks who are looking out for you. So if you want a little bit of development in the love life and ways to improve your relationship and grow and crack that code to being a happy couple, I highly recommend it. We'll post the link on our Facebook page, lovelikeablackbelt.com, on MyConnectFM on Facebook. But guys, thank you for the time today and for helping us out, giving us some great food for thought for Motivation Monday.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure to be with you.
You guys are always the best.